Everybody, the Rational Revolution. If you like what you hear, download, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. Wherever you get your podcast is where we are. We'd love to hear from you as well. Find us on social media. Look us up, civicmedia.us. And we're going to continue the conversation here with Mark Scheffler, candidate for the 8th Congressional District. We were talking about how, you know, the poison stuff has to stop. We got one more segment with you. And I totally agree with that. I think the things that you stand for are awesome. And I would love to be able to get there one day. But first we have to win.
Yeah.
You know, and the one thing that I think makes Tony Weed dangerous is because he doesn't care. You know, he hasn't shown up to talk to the voters of Northeast Wisconsin. He says, oh yeah, I go to the, you know, these corn roasts and all this other stuff. And like, it's cool, Tony, you can talk to the people that agree with you. What matters is how you talk to the people that don't.
Yep.
And I think, you know, we have to have the idea that, that we need to win this seat first, because this is, like, on this show, I always talk about what matters. It's not about left versus right. It's about right versus wrong. I think that's kind of what you say a little bit as well. And it's, we have to win first, and then we can kind of change. Because people like Tony Weed, they don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, you know, I think... I've never been a politician. I'm probably sure. Not a good politician at all. And I think that makes me perfectly suited to be a representative, to be honest.
I agree with that.
So for a long, long time, I was one of the only people in Outagamie County that would go to the Democratic Party corn roast every year and the Outagamie Party Republican corn roast every year. And they're always within a few, you know, a few weeks of each other. And to be quite honest, the corn is excellent at both of them.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
It really is.
Yep.
Because I had friends on both sides, you know, and this is before I ran for office. And, you know, I'm just interested in a lot of universal issues. And the conversations, you know, that I have on both of them are usually really, really great conversations, almost always.
Yeah.
You know, and then when the politicians start to talk and the partisanship takes over, then things kind of go sideways. Yeah. You know, it's hard for sure. I think the people of America are just, they're tired of the robocalls. They're tired of the attack ads. I think they're tired of seeing the same attack ads all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm committed to writing one attack ad. It's going to be groundbreaking. It's actually going to be an attack ad against myself. I'm talking about how awful a politician I am.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So it starts off with the grainy screen, you know, the candidate, and it looks awful. And that's me actually. And then the voiceover comes on and says, Mark Scheffler is the worst politician ever.
Oh, boy.
And then the voiceover comes on and he says, he refuses to take money from his party. He refuses to tear down others to make himself look good. He can't even write a decent attack ad. He's the worst. And then I come on to say, I'm the worst politician ever, which makes me a good candidate to represent you. That's the kind of politics that I guess I represent. It's the politics of gratitude. It's the politics of, you know, not being so serious and not taking myself so seriously too. And this is an important job, a really important job. But you talked about winning. So to win this seat, it's a big task. So I have to change 30,000 minds. Mm-hmm. So I know how those 30,000 minds are going to close right away. It's if I start to attack, you know, the choices that they've made in the past. I don't want to do that. You know, I think people are sick of the politics where people on the other side are always trying to convince them that they're wrong. I'm not ever going to convince anybody that they're wrong. What I need to do is to convince people that my path is a better path. This path forward is a better path forward. Mm-hmm. So I'll, you know, he would talk time and time again, I'm not running against anybody. I'm running for this. I'll tell you what I'm for, not what I'm against.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's one way to do it. You know, I think, you know, you talk about taking it seriously and all that stuff. I think that would work, and I would challenge a little bit. I think that would work on a normal situation, but I don't think we're in that right now. And it's you look at the absence of truth from everything, you know, where our healthcare is with Robert F. Kennedy running it, and to where, you know, our the job numbers and they fire the person that's responsible for it because they don't like the truth and all of this. I mean, we're not in a great place. And I'd love to be able to say, yes, let's talk about those things, because I totally agree with you. They matter and it matters. But I think the seriousness to where we are as a country, it's a really tough place to be. And I'd love to be able to have those conversations with people about, you know, let's come together. And I think we do need to do that, because those 30,000 people, and it might be a little less than that because Trump's not on the ballot, and I think Democrats are super enthused. So that 30,000 might be 2025. But, you know, to be able to say what really matters is winning, because we need to bring dignity and just truth back into the office. That's important too.
Yeah, the dignity piece, that's a huge part of it. You'll hear me talk a lot about human virtue, and yeah, that's something that I'm talking a lot about on the campaign. I am not so jaded to think that that virtue is completely thrown out the window.
Right.
I think it's very easy for partisan politicians to pull us in a direction. I see it on the left, I see it on the right. But when I have an earnest conversation with someone, like at the Wapaka County Fair, yep, or in Chilton, you know, in a couple of days, overwhelmingly, these are positive conversations. I told you, yeah, a second ago when we were offline that I went to the Wapaka County Fair and I probably handed out, you know, 200 cards and shook 200 hands, veterans, farmers,
yeah,
you know, people wearing, red hats, mm-hmm, right? And so these are people that would never ever talk to a Democrat. Out of those 200, only one person refused to even have a conversation. So that tells me that there is a lot of openness. And if I hear this all the time from Republicans, put a D after your name, put an R after your name, doesn't matter. If I trust you, I'll vote for you. Mm-hmm. That's the big piece of it. And I know how to betray that trust, and that's a path that I'll never go down.
Yeah, and that's great. And I think, you know, where we are as a country too, the lucky thing I think for you as a politician is we have someone in the 8th Congressional District that is pulling us to the right so far. So all you really have to do is be who you are and be a centrist and be a moderate, because you can talk to those farmers and say, hey, how are your workers doing right now? Are they scared? Are you having a tough time finding that? You can talk to people who are business owners and say, hey, how's inflation doing? Or talk to families and say, how's your grocery bill? And it doesn't matter if they have a red hat on or if they're wearing a blue Obama pin, it's not great. Mm-hmm. And you have a guy who, in Tony Weed, is trying to crap in your hand and tell you it's chocolate and say that things are wonderful and gas prices are at low and this is, no, we're struggling and you're trying to tell me it's rainbows. So I think to be able to articulate that in a pretty strong way, you can articulate that from a centrist point of view and say, this sucks. Tony, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it is.
Yep. And talking to farmers, you know, about, so I talk a lot about economic sustainability. That's something that Democrats don't talk often enough.
Right.
But a big piece of that, I mean, they say an army marches on its stomach. Well, a nation lives and breathes and dies on farmers.
Yes.
And so what farmers need to hear is that, you know, that there are issues that we do need to solve. A big issue right now is the issue of, you know, losing three of your biggest customers. I mean, most of the foreign money that comes into the 8th Congressional District comes from Canada, China, Mexico, yep, right? And then another one that comes into especially rural is from the federal government. So subsidies for roads, subsidies for schools, subsidies for healthcare.
Right.
And I think in the next 6 months, maybe a year, I think people in the district will start to really feel, you know, are things getting better or not getting better?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of blame to go around. There are a lot of choices that, you know, people aren't very good at explaining. But, you know, talk about economic sustainability and I talk about protecting Republican voters from Democratic Party gerrymandering at the same time, yep, that I talk about protecting Democrats from Republican Party gerrymandering.
Right.
You know, that cuts both ways as well. And then the environmental issue, you know, a lot of it is agriculture, to be quite honest. And I recognize, just like in my mom's side of the family, farmers are excellent stewards of the land.
Oh, yeah.
And if they can't be, it's not typically a choice that they make. It's an economic issue. Do they have the resources to do that or not? So these are a lot of universal issues that I'm finding a lot of affinity for. And honestly, in the two or three weeks that I've already been running, the response has been phenomenally positive. Yeah. really positive.
That's good. We're talking to Mark Scheffler here. He's running for the 8th Congressional District. And yeah, I mean, I might push you a little bit because this is my district and I this matters too. And I would encourage, don't be afraid to, I mean, not actually do it, but like punch him in the mouth a little bit because you have, that's this stuff matters. And I think you don't have to bring people to the left to bring people into the tent.
Yeah, totally.
And how Tony Weed is going to run is this is great for you because he's going to run. He has to run on telling everybody how magnificent Donald Trump is because that's everything he's been saying for the last year. And that's all everything he's going to say for the next year. And so he's tying himself to that horse. And it's only by someone punching him in the mouth to say, hey, how's this working for you?
Yep.
Don't be afraid to do that. No. If I could give completely unsolicited advice, because these people, I've talked to them for the last 15 years. I know them like the back of my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is what they need to hear.
Yeah. One of the things that you'll find out about me right away is just this virtue of assertiveness. So assertiveness is being strong in your convictions and not being afraid to say what you mean. It's also the virtue of courage.
Yeah.
And, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's doing something in spite of it.
Yes.
Right. And so running for office, I think sometimes, especially in this day and age, I think it's a courageous thing. So
it is.
I mean, I do thank Tony Weed for putting himself out there.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to, take an earnest look and just say, okay, are we getting the results that we want or not? And if we're not, then it's time for a change.
Scoreboard, dude.
Yes, scoreboard. Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna lower inflation on day one. Really? We're going to improve the job numbers. Really? Oh, you're going to be paying less at the grocery store. Really? Scoreboard. How is that working? Because it's not. It's not left or right. It's right or wrong. It's not working.
Yep. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing again and again and expecting a different outcome.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think there's such a room to be able to have that conversation with people and with voters, regardless, left or right, to say, How are you really feeling? And then to be able to say, to tie that, Tony, this is your fault. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it is. Because he's not Congressman of the 8th. He is Trump-endorsed Tony Weed. And whatever he wants, whatever Donald Trump wants, Tony Weed will do. And we need someone who represents the people of the 8th Congressional District, not the one guy who lives in D.C. who doesn't give a crap about us.
Yeah, I'll be nobody's congressman but yours.
Yeah, that's what we need. And that is a massive difference from what we have right now. We have 30 seconds left. What would be a message to people that they need to know about you, how to get involved, all that stuff?
Yeah, well, obviously I'm running as a Democrat, but I'm running as a different kind of a Democrat. So the thing that I really want to ask from the people of the 8th Congressional District is over the next year, keep an open mind, engage me in conversation. You're going to see me in rural parts of the community. You're going to see me in red parts of the community. You're going to see me up and down the district. So when you see me, let's have an earnest conversation. Let's have a respectful conversation and let's treat each other like neighbors and friends and citizens.
That would be awesome. I think that would be great. Yeah, man. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here in the Rational Revolution. Good luck. And I hope you come on back and let us know in a couple months how things are going. Give us an update because we'd love to hear it. I'm Mark Becker. We're going to come back with my thoughts here right after this. Thanks. I'll